That is why we are able and willing to assist you in your own time of tribulation and inner choice. We have a map for you. We know the way. Accept, if you will, that we are physically present in many dimensions, including your physical earth, and that we can speak to you by mental telepathy once your higher meditative connections have been established. Only a few can see us appear in the physical now, but one day the soul sight will return and the veil of blindness will be removed forever. Be assured that in the process of meditation you will gain the true knowing and understanding, and that you may possibly experience hearing with the inner ear or seeing with the inner sight. These gifts from the unused portions of your pineal gland and the human brain are stimulated by the meditative process, by the practice of an awakened love. All persons who seek God will succeed through this meditation, in which you sit quietly and still your mind. Once quiet and at peace, your soul's higher vibrations can penetrate your usually busy minds and speak to you in support of personal and universal peace. Like the invisible power source which comes through your radio or TV reception, which you accept as perfectly natural, your soul can come insightfully to your receptive brain once your set is tuned in. There has never been a greater opportunity to grow in love and service, never a more fruitful opportunity for expansion in your soul's journey into higher consciousness, the true space. We call upon all of the scientific, military or governmental leadership of this planet to hear these remarks in the recesses of their hearts and souls. No matter your past course, if you change now, the very air you breathe is particularly potent in these next months to assist you in giving up negative thoughts and actions. The sunshine has more love. The moon glows more fully with a cleansing power to release the hidden miseries and confusions in your subconscious memory. Take advantage of this support and use it wisely. Choose the love core now. Do to all humanity only that which you would have done unto yourself. The scientists of this world should realize that spiritual power is the basis of what you call science. For who is a greater physicist than I, the Christ? Who among you on earth has used God's ability to come from energy into matter and return back again? I tell you that true science is using the universal laws with purity of intention. You can play at magic and destruction, but they are not science. This was the model I brought before and that I request you follow now. Use purity of intention to explore the many mysteries beyond your ken. I tell you that if you come from the Spirit, these and greater things shall you do. Without love, your discoveries can lead only to misery and suffering for all. Finally, I invite you to join me, and all of the heavenly forces, in this golden age when much will be revealed to those of the open heart who love God above all else. Many universal laws will be given the peaceful scientists. Many mysteries will be explained. Remember that the unloving may not go forth into the stars, because they would be too dangerous there to themselves and others. But those of light and goodwill can. Make your choice, make it in love. Humanity's path is strewn with the evil names of history. Be careful how you select your place. Consider how your name will appear in the annals of remembrance. Consider also why there are thorns on a rose, or watch the wasps, hornets, yellow jackets and flies swarm around you, giving you little to enjoy. Remember why this is so: an attempted form of creation which has failed because there was no reverence in its pattern and image. The test of our father/mother's work is always beauty and the gift of love. For love creates only love, and any demonstration less than that is not of God. No loving consciousness would create a thing of beauty and arm it with barbs, but, since the fall, much has happened to change this once perfect Garden of Eden. Do you not think the myths of half man, half beast have basis in fact? They show the type of creation which the fallen angels created on this earth by their perverted and unloving thoughts. And your genetic engineers, as you call them, are back at work today, remembering in their souls a time when they truly played at being God eons ago. Will you empower them again to bring forth evil and tamper with the DNA structures? If you do, it is your responsibility to bear the effects of that cause. No one is to change any life form for any reason without God's express permission to do so, unless it is for the good of all, which any reasoning and loving person should be able to fathom. All life is a hologram and part of a web in relation to all other aspects of life. Therefore, to change any part of the formula will upset an entire ecological system in which each thing has a relationship in the support of life for all. Your science should only be used to ennoble the race you call man, to improve all life upon the planet, and to respect all other life forms in the universe. Without absolute love and an attitude of service, no planet or its life forms are to be touched or changed in any way. If, in deep meditation and willingness, you listen to your soul and to the higher realms beyond it, ideas may be extended to you to further humanity's progress and to make improvements. You will be told as needed. Otherwise, if you choose to tamper with God's plan for a loving environment and peace for every form of life, there will be a major lesson of remorse to learn in your soul's education. Murder, or the deliberate taking of another life without cause, happens in many ways and is forbidden. Beware you do not fall further still into the belief that you may do as you wish with God's plan for this planet and for all life hereon. We are in the process of helping you upgrade your lower wisdom and love factor to a higher one. Be patient as we work to assist in undoing the miscreations of your soul's past errors, and let the planet unfold naturally in full cycle back to truth, to God. In this time of near instant manifestation, you must proceed with love for all as your theme, as your code of ethics. Through interference with the near perfect plan of creation and development here on this beautiful beyond Earth, you are now separated from God. Intend to do only what God would have you do, and those of us who know that plan from this higher level of consciousness will guide your soul's interest in scientific explorative expression. Be guided from spirit to truly express the best of who and what you are. With the thoughts of many here who would support your life's mission in the light of true discovery and understanding, we say, peace be with you. For peace is your key, your passport, to solar secrets and the universe's mysteries. Take this key, use it with purity of intention, and you will learn much. I thank all those who have already joined the Love Corps and who have chosen the path of peace. I commend your names upon the heavenly records of all time and no time, and I encourage all others to be so remembered. In seeking your Maker with a love-filled heart, you will have guaranteed yourself a place of beauty and wonder forever. The Creator and humanity await your choice. May you choose what you would want another to do for, and to, you. Let God's blessings surround you and fill your yearning soul's quest for peace. Amen, amen and amen. S 130, 1994, 1995 Comments: I repeat the cautions I gave earlier in Chapter 1 regarding peaceful excursions into space and the cessation of hydrogen and nuclear explosions above, and most especially below, ground. Since it is the scientists, military personnel, and governmental leaders of many nations who plan, execute, and finance these dangerous and immoral acts, it is they who must accept the ethical responsibility for such thoughts and deeds. In democratic nations, however, it is you, the citizenry, who must realize that it is your tax payments that support such ignoble plans and actions, so you must take the voting power and responsibility in directing where your monies should go and how they should be spent. Become a truly democratic citizen by applying spiritual wisdom in government. For the past 60 years on Earth, you have allowed secret government agencies and military programs to flourish, to invent horrendous weaponry and continue to create an atmosphere of violence and war that will be carried out into space unless you intervene. Then please intervene for peace at once. Since the 1940s, these secret military programs have interacted with an alien presence, so-called, and allowed them to perform objectionable experiments on human beings in order to gain greater technical and scientific war secrets. This lust for power and control still continues, though we have interceded with those beings you call the Greys so that they will be going elsewhere for good. But many governments, official and unofficial, have deceived the people beyond belief, and there is great evil afoot. Surely you realize this is unpleasant but true. Because this is the case, we encourage you to take advantage of these current spiritual energies and apply them courageously to the questions of what your governments have already done, and are planning to do, especially in space. Then be about your mother/father's work, using this new era of group consciousness as your tool, beloveds. You are urgently needed. For some people, ascension lies in the balance. In the Creator's name, we are eternally successful. Amen. Glinches, let me now clarify the way in which God's teachings are to be presented by parents and teachers, and the entire society, to all of humanity, but especially to the old and beautiful souls now being born on this earth again. Beginning in the last decade, children who are old souls came with an eagerness to express God's love, to grow in light and understanding, and to populate the planet preparatory for the thousand years of peace. Please ask yourself as parent or teacher, why am I being a parent or teacher? Why have I chosen this method or way of expressing myself and interacting with others? And every human is a teacher merely by your presence upon the planet. Be careful what you model and exemplify, then, for actions speak a universal language. Your soul answer regarding parenting and teaching will have different replies than those made by your lower personality, which may be interested in parenting to please families or because it is what people always do or because teaching is simply a way to earn a living. The soul's answer lies beyond these reasons, for its need is to experience God's love and return it to all living creatures. There is also a deep desire to learn and grow. Then what are the particular ways all humans should do this work? As a parent above all, be ready for the unusual. At this time in spiritual evolution, be flexible and know you will magnetize a soul which needs to be approved and supported for its ability to see beyond earthly definitions. Take these suggestions to heart, and as you apply them there will be great personal joy and delight as you practice God's loving exuberance. Although there is responsibility in this, let it not become the somber dutifulness that has choked off the message I brought before. Do these things cheerfully. Important tasks done well can give both responsibility and joy. Remember this. Lighten up in your outlook. The new children will teach you this joy from their personal experience with the invisible realms, which I once came to share. Heaven is a joyful state of learning and sharing and loving. To think it less than this is to misunderstand it totally. These new babes will have the capacity to personify heaven on earth if you will cooperate and share their vitality and clarity. It will be anything but boring, dull or dreary. And even if you do not have a personal infant to raise or teach, you will be involved with this new age energy and love, which will delight your own soul's journey. The purpose and promise of this golden age is to fill the earth with beings of a nurturing, loving nature whose devotion to God sends out a blaze of light vibrations dancing like rainbows and sunlight, embracing the entire globe. Understand that some of these small golden age beings, with great soul knowledge and awareness, started arriving a decade or so ago. Others enter now and more will be coming. Many of them will outshine your own ability to see and hear the spiritual beings like myself. They may have mental capabilities you lack. Mind over matter will become a new reality. Therefore, your first step is to accept that although you are the bigger in body, you may not be the spiritually wiser. For the personalities of some parents, this will be a great blow to human pride. But the parents' souls will rejoice, for the experience of psycho-spiritual abilities will be a major part of New Age life. As a parent or teacher, do not let your pride get in the way if you see the little ones talking to invisible angels or hearing inner heavenly voices. I assure you that as a child you had more of that ability than you have now, and the reason you waited was that the adults around you had forgotten these abilities themselves because of parental, societal and educational displeasure or ridicule of some kind. Many children in your own generations heard and saw the angelic realms but were forced to abandon this ability because they could not face a loss of respect and love from family, friends, or teachers who denied this reality. You must acknowledge the children's abilities to both the children and others and do not ridicule or deny their connection with the heavenly realms, which are very real to them and which will become more real to you both if you allow and encourage this communication. In fact, if you are willing to grow from your interactions with the children, you will learn as much or more than you teach. My greatest suggestion for all humanity, especially you as parents and teachers, is to say something like until now. Or we have believed until now. For instance, if teaching science to a child say that up until now we have believed that the speed of light of 186,000 miles per second is the fastest travel possible. Look within and see if this sounds right to you. In other words, give present knowledge the tentative nature it deserves, for in fact this is not a correct way of looking at the speed of light, and the wise ones beyond the veil will be working with the incarnated ones to correct much erroneous material that passes on earth as accurate. Not only are they willing to teach the little ones, they are willing, by the process of mental telepathy, to teach you more of the truth of this universe and your place in it, as well.